Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we're feeling good. We have got a good one lined up for you around here at 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, joined by Melissa, Beth, and we got joining us right now on the phone our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you. I'm feeling good as well.
Right on. Good to hear.
Good.
Very good.
Yay.
How was your weekend, Paul?
It was good. Yeah, how about you guys?
Doing good here. Thinking about our friends that were affected by the tornadoes over the weekend and everything. Had some crazy weather. What is it looking like for us going forward?
Yeah, still looks like you can see some more strong, possibly severe storms as you get further south across the state of Wisconsin tomorrow. Some of those southern tier counties, and especially into eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, could be under the gun late afternoon tomorrow night again. But this system not bringing that type of concern here for us, as we do stay with mostly just some rain showers progressing in as we get into the day tomorrow with this next major system affecting the region. 55 today. In the meantime, with breaks of sun and some clouds, west winds 10 to 15. Tonight, 32, cloudy skies, and then rain showers move in Tuesday, 41. East winds 15 to 25. Showers, maybe a couple thunderstorms Tuesday night, 40. And then still chances for a shower into Wednesday, high about 54. And then back to 23 Wednesday night. Cooler but quieter Thursday into Friday, 41. Thursday, 49, partly sunny Friday. Maybe a shower passing through into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday otherwise. Some breaks of sun both days, highs at 60. Saturday, Easter Sunday, mid-60s. So things do look up for the weekend with those temperatures. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad. Well, we expected, kind of. We appreciate it, Paul. Thank you so much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Best in the business right there. Friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate the updates from them. We will talk more tomorrow. Lou, we're going to get into some fun stuff coming up here. I do have to say that that was a pretty cruel joke over the weekend by Mother Nature.
Yes.
I looked Friday outside and like, oh, this rain is at least getting rid of some of this snow. And then like literally like 2 in the morning on Saturday at April 1st, like, yeah, sure enough, just a ton of snow out there. Well, not cool, Mother Nature. Not cool. Was that the last snowfall? But we always get that one last snowfall here in the like in the middle. I cringe
don't
at saying
say it,
no,
no.
I said it,
don't
and I
say
I,
it.
I apologize. That is on me, everybody. That's as soon as I said it, the words came out. I was trying to grab them and put them back. I couldn't. Yeah. Let's hope so. We are going to get into some fun stuff this hour. Of course, we have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit. Right now, I thought this one was a good one for today, especially while we will be doing the kitchens open in the 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for Melissa and Beth's show, sponsored by our friends at Chatterbox Catering. This is interesting. The 10 foods most likely to cause food poisoning.
Okay.
The CDC is harping on us about to stop eating raw cookie dough. At least 3 people have been hospitalized from salmonella, and a salmonella outbreak linked to flour, so that is why.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you've watched The Last of Us, you should know that the flour situation... No, I'm joking. That's sci-fi. That's science fiction. It's science fiction. Most people don't think of flour as something that would cause food poisoning, but Consumer Reports just ranked the top 10 foods that do, and flour does show up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's. You want to go from 10 up or 1 down? Because it does look like they have it in order here.
Yeah, let's go to 10 to 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like doing that, yeah. So flour is number 10 on the list.
Okay.
Cantaloupe, number 9.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't have guessed that.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Don't remember the last time I had cantaloupe, but I do like it.
So, do you have to, like... wash the outside of it? Is that they don't give you any more details?
Well, on this article they don't, but let me double check here, because I'm not going to send people to the New York Post. That is one of the worst reported newspapers in the world, and I will stand on that. New York Post, horrible reporting. Let me see. It's basically TMZ disguising itself as a newspaper. Let me see here.
Yep. Outer skin or rind can become contaminated because melons are grown close to the ground.
Gotcha. Mm,
makes sense.
That's why you clean your food.
Makes sense.
Yes.
And please come at me, New York Post, please. peaches. Peaches, number 8 on the list.
Okay. Yep.
Aw, I love peaches.
Yeah, just got to make sure that you wash your fruits and vegetables. Yes. That's the big key.
The best way to eat a peach is when you're canning them and your mom has you in charge of taking the skins off after they've been blanched, because you take the skin comes off all in one piece, and then you slice the peach in half and pull out the pit, and then you eat half, and you put the other half in the bowl.
Okay.
Because it's warm, it has no skin, and it's just so delicious.
Oh, goodness.
And then, you know, having been partially boiled, it'd probably be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're getting rid of the part that's probably contaminated, so
yep.
Excellent.
There you go. That works. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Peaches for me.
Papayas. Number 7 on the list.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever eaten a papaya.
I was going to say the same thing. Wow.
Oh, that's if you've ever had dried papayas, like dehydrated, they are phenomenal.
I feel
like... that's not true. I've bought one a time or two.
I don't know. Sometimes I come across something like that, and I'm like, I know I had to have, right? I'm 46. I've had to have had a papaya by now in my life. I guess I don't know. That's weird. Chicken, number 6.
Yes.
It has always been
thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Turkey, number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Onions.
Don't trust the little pop-out thing.
Yeah. Meat thermometer is your friend.
Yes.
Number 4, onions.
Onions.
That's interesting to me. Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I mean, they grow on the ground too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, okay. I'm seeing a link there. All right. That's something. That's good to know. That's
not
interesting.
Not peeling off enough layers.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Well, ground beef comes in at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Deli cheese and meat at number 2.
Listeria.
And again, the 10 foods most likely to cause food poisoning. Number 1 on the list, bagged salad and other leafy greens. They found 50 different recalls linked to them since 2017.
Wow.
And they also caused the most deaths.
Ooh, the E. coli, yeah.
Oof. Why can flour be risky? Because like most of the stuff on this list, it's raw and uncooked. Wheat sometimes gets exposed to animal droppings while it grows, and turning it into flour doesn't kill the bacteria. Cooking it is the only way to make sure you kill it. Mm-hmm. That's why you're not supposed to eat raw cookie dough or lick the spoon when you make brownies. Mm-hmm. A lot of dough like that has eggs in it too. They didn't make the top 10, but they can also have salmonella.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, these are all great. Yep. They're all good foods and everything. It's just got to be made properly.
Yep. Makes me sad.
I'm surprised that fish didn't make the list.
I know. Especially sushi. Of course, sushi has to be a certain grade of raw fish. But, fish is usually a topper.
A pretty big culprit. That's the most horrible food poisoning I ever had was from salmon.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't eat it for a long time after that. But I like salmon.
Yeah.
So I've gotten back to eating it. But, oh, man, that was awful.
I would say turkey was the one that gave me the worst food poisoning.
Really?
Yeah. And I really thought that was the end. Like I think I was like hey,
this is it.
20.
It was a good run.
Yeah, exactly. I was like 20 or something. It was my first apartment by myself and everything. And I was like, oh God. No. It's one of those moments where you're a young adult. And not like my parents were ever this for me anyway, but like where you're like, where's mom? Please, like, you know, those moments. Like,
I know my mommy.
Oh, you're rough. It's rough. That was
I'm
a bad one.
I'm never cooking for myself again.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and it's
I
one
still
thing
don't like turkey that much.
And how bad do you feel when it's not your own fault? You know, I think I got food poisoning from buying a pizza at a chain restaurant that's not known for pizzas.
And I think
it was the whole cheese was not cooked thoroughly, or there might have been something in there, and man, it was a rough week.
Food poisoning is no fun.
No.
It's food poisoning and two very different things, but they remind me of similar things because I underestimated them, and I'm not the only one. Food poisoning and being dehydrated. Being a heat stroke. That's what I was thinking of. I've experienced both of those, and both of those were things that I would never want to, I wouldn't wish on many at all. Really rough things. I'm surprised the blowfish didn't show up on here. But, you
know. it didn't make the cut?
Yeah, nice, nice. Ba-dum-bum. Because I think everybody's pretty much heard this or something version of it before about the mighty blowfish, and it has to be cut a certain way, otherwise it could be poisonous and all that. Would either of you ever try that, or have you tried that? Because I would. I would try it.
I have not tried it.
I think I could pass very easily. Yeah.
I don't understand. I would try it, but I want to be like literally right next to a hospital. Mm-hmm. I mean, right. I want this to be a Asian cuisine place that happens to be right next to a hospital.
But James, there's no known antidote to the poison.
Oh, I know. I just want a shot. I just give me a chance at least. Yep. You know, if I'm gonna be taken out by a blowfish, I want at least everybody to try their best. even after the heartbeat, give it another 10 minutes. You never know. Keep trying. Just keep doing the paddles and everything. Just give it a shot. It's all I'm asking. Give it your full effort. We will
pass.
Yeah. Here's the thing about it is, no matter how good it tastes, it can't. Like, I don't know that there's anything in life that that tastes so good I'm willing to chance death for it.
Right.
Yeah. I love food. I love eating. I know it may not seem like it sometimes, but I really genuinely do. I can't think of anything that is worth that to me.
Yeah.
There is not a food alive. If you told me, okay, all the chocolate left in the world, we're not sure. Like, all right, well, it looks like I'm moving on to something else. I love chocolate, but I can't think of any. Marinara. Like, okay, that might be the one. That you told me marinara sauce has this to
table.
It. I don't know. The Italian in me, I don't think I could. I think I might shrivel up. I don't know. I don't know if I could handle that. We will take a break right here. We're going to come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to doing some celebrating here at the morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank you, Weird Al. It's time to do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. At 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you are celebrating a birthday, get over there. Get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be sending some people over there. Because it is time for us to draw our winner for the month of March.
Oh, that's right. Yay.
We look forward to doing this on the first of the month of the first show of every month, drawing our winner for the Misty's Menu of the Month. And we had 31 entries last year. There are 31 days in March. Congratulations, everybody. Yes.
Good job.
Now, we don't even have to do that well next month. This month, we only got 30 days in this month.
Yep, we can do it.
So get us your qualifiers, everybody. Get us all your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. We just heard a little while ago from some friends out in Europe that love listening to this segment.
Yay.
So we encourage you to get us more of these. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page. You can direct message us your birthdays, anniversaries that way, or you can email me or any of the staff really here. All of our emails are similar. It's james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did not have to look at it.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Congratulations.
You need to ring your bell.
I need a bell. I need a bell.
You need the bell.
Yes,
ding, 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 ding.
I'm going to let Beth do this. Beth, pull us, draw us a 1 through 31
1
here.
Through 31. 22.
And that gives, all right, there we go. That gives us our qualifier. We want to wish a very happy late birthday last month to Tracy Lee Dean.
Congratulations, Tracy.
Congratulations.
Tracy Lee Dean had a birthday on the 19th.
Yay.
Congratulations to Tracy. I hope she had a great birthday, and she is our qualifier. So, Tracy, congratulations. You just won yourself some free Misty's.
Yes.
Gift certificate for 2 lunches and 2 pieces of pie.
Yay. Enjoy.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Bring a friend.
Yes.
And yes, that's a good plan, Mel. Bring a friend. We have just one qualifier for today, so we can go ahead and wish a very happy birthday. Put the spotlight on Kaylee Wilson.
Happy birthday, Kaylee.
Hope you have a great day, Kaylee. Yeah. Enjoy it. Have a good one.
Every single Kaylee that I know is a wonderful person.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's
and cool. Go get your free piece of pie. Mm-hmm. I do have a birthday that I'd like to mention. Cannot qualify. Does not live anywhere near here. But my younger sister, Sue, is celebrating her birthday today. She is 47.
Happy birthday, sister
happy
Sue.
Birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Sue. Have a great day. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
We take a look at some celebrity birthdays, and Paris Jackson is 25.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Let's see here. Amanda Bynes is 37. Let's see.
I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, you gotta. I hear you.
She had such talent but also struggled as a child star trying to transition into adulthood. Yeah. That can be really rough.
Yeah. Colby Smulders is 41. She was Robin in How I Met Your Mother. She is Maria Hill in the Marvel movies and Wonder Woman in the Lego movies.
She is awesome.
Yeah, she is. I like her. She's does a good job.
I like the Lego movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Lego, I was a little surprised by those. Because I'm an insane person, when I was playing the Joker for my nephew's birthday party, he's like, but I want you to be the Joker from the Lego movies. So I couldn't I had to watch the Lego movie to see what he was talking about and everything. And I liked it too. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed
everything
it.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, that was great. That was also in my head for like days.
Right?
But it was pretty good. It
and
was
now
a cute
it's
movie.
Going to be again. You're
yeah,
awesome.
It will be. Yes, it will. Let's see here. Sophia Boutella is 41. She is Jayla on Star Trek Beyond and Ahmet in The Mummy.
Okay.
Adam Scott is 50. Ben Wyatt on Parks and Recs, Reese Witherspoon's husband on HBO's Big Little Lies. I love Adam Scott. Mm-hmm. Fantastic actor. Makes everything better that he joins. I thought Parks and Recs was a good show, but I didn't think it was going to last very long.
Right.
I thought it had a real niche audience. When Adam Scott and Rob Lowe came on that show, I'm like, well, I can get used to this for a while. Because for one, Rob Lowe has such a great track record of joining things and like making them either better or bringing ratings up.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Scott is one of those sneaky talents that I felt like was just waiting for his day. And I think that Parks and Recs role helped get him to another echelon.
Right.
He was on a show, Party Down, that I really, really enjoyed. For a long time, and it was just one of those guys where you're just waiting for him to get his break, and it's great to see that it happened to him. Great actor.
He was also in The Good Place.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was great on that too. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see here. Jenny Garth is 51. She was Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Mendelsohn is 54. Now he is one of the greater character actors you will ever see, and you have seen him a lot. Now, but wait a minute, who's Ben Mendelsohn? Well, he was the Skrull commander Talos in Captain Marvel in the upcoming Disney series plus Secret Invasion. I really like him in that role because I feel like you get to see him finally like smiling and being silly sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not silly isn't the right word, but joking with Samuel Jackson's character and that kind of stuff. He was really good in Miss Marvel, or Captain Marvel.
Right.
He was really good in that, I thought. He's also Sorrento in Ready Player One and the guy who built the Death Star in Rogue One. He's usually the villain. He's usually the bad guy.
Yeah,
he
plays serious guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's so good at it. It was great to see him in the Captain Marvel movie getting to play. Like, it's a serious role, but he has some funny moments in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't expect that. He's so talented. Very good actor. Sebastian Bach is 55.
Really?
Skid Row lead singer, 18 in life, I Remember You. Mike Ness is 61, lead singer of Social Distortion. Eddie Murphy, 62.
Oh,
62. Many, many will argue that Eddie Murphy is the greatest SNL cast member of all time. People will say that nobody had a better after career than Saturday Night Live, and it's pretty hard to argue those things.
Yeah.
I think that Eddie Murphy is one of the masters at stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy is not just coming out there and telling jokes.
Right.
It is a writing your own script. And you're the only person on stage. And you hang and die on these words. And I learned that better than anybody through Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy, I think, has come across throughout a lot of his career as somebody who is kind of like... well, he gets by on his talent, his skill, what have you. He works.
Right.
Eddie Murphy works at this, has been since he was a kid. He has been training and working and has, watch Dreamgirls. Watch his performance in Dreamgirls, and you tell me that Eddie Murphy isn't a thespian. Mm. You tell me that he isn't a completely all-around talented human being. There's a couple of other ones. He did a document, like a Dolomite movie that was incredible as well. Eddie Murphy has some really strong things to his career that are far beyond the most one of the most legendary laughs of all time. I'm Gumby, damn it. God, I loved him
this
on
Saturday
Night
Live.
This
is how we answer the door in my neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is it?
Who is it? That was my favorite bit as a kid. As a kid growing up in those projects, like that was the bit that, like, oh, because that's the thing about Eddie. Belushi, Chevy Chase, plenty of great writers on that mm-hmm. show, plenty of great talent. Nobody was doing urban comedy.
No.
Nobody was doing that kind of comedy before Eddie Murphy. Like, like people were doing it in stand up, but not in sketch comedy.
Right.
Nobody was doing anything like that. Like, Lorne Michaels was very hesitant, and then till Eddie Murphy. Like, Garrett Morris, other people tried to do bits like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was hesitant. Eddie Murphy was that talented, too big of a star. He knew it right away. Like, think about that. Lorne Michaels discovered Eddie Murphy. It's crazy to think about the amount of people that Lorne Michaels has discovered.
Yeah.
One of the bigger ones right there.
Yep.
The great David Hyde Pierce is 64
Aww.
Today.
Nigel.
Niles Crane on Frasier.
Niles, that's it.
Fantastic actor. What is it? The Guest? I want to say it's called The Guest. I'll have to double check on that one. It's a movie where he kind of, it's just a couple of actors, but he invites somebody over for dinner kind of movie.
Okay.
And it does not go that way.
Ooh.
The Perfect Host? Yeah, The Perfect Host. Thank you, Melissa. Okay, yeah. I don't want to ruin anything. It's not a gory horror kind of movie.
Okay.
It's a suspense, Alfred Hitchcock kind of like tense movie.
Gotcha.
And if you're into those and you like David Hyde Pierce, mm-hmm. you have to watch that movie.
Hmm.
I don't say that lightly. You have to watch it. Just for his performance alone, it's worth watching. I don't think I've seen many actors do what he did in that movie. Like his my respect for him grew 20-fold after seeing that movie. I watched all of Frasier. I love Frasier.
Right.
I've seen other work. He was great in the Hellboy movies. Did a nice job voice acting in those. So much so that he wanted the Andy Serkis, I believe, the actor that plays the guy in the like costume and everything with the fish eyes and stuff in the Hellboy movies.
Mm-hmm.
He did the voice of it, but Andy Serkis did the body work.
Mm-hmm.
In the first one, David Hyde Pierce said, I don't think I should get an acting credit for this. He did all the work. All I did was talk. You don't see that with actors.
Right.
I mean, actors are like, give me credit, give me credit, give me credit. Like, he was taking his name out of it because he felt like he didn't deserve credit for it. Like, that's David Hyde Pierce. That's the kind of actor he is. Alec Baldwin, 65.
Wow.
Plenty to say about Alec Baldwin.
Mm.
Tony Orlando is 79 today. Well, look at this. Look at these three names in a row. Tony Orlando is 79. Big respect to him.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Newton, 81.
Wow.
Big respect to him.
Mm-hmm.
To see those two having birthdays on the same day. And then we have some people no longer with us. And the first one on the list, Doris Day, born on this day in 1922, passed away in 2019. Wonderful actor.
Que sera.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Singer, yes.
I was just going to say that voice. I was going to say wonderful actor, but that mm-hmm. voice is legend.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against her acting, just that voice. Oh. Billy Joel Royal, born in this day in 1942, passed away in 2015. Biggest hit, Down in the Boondocks.
Mm.
You cannot talk about the history of acting and not talk about Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Born on this day in 1924, passed away in 2004. I think that a lot about Marlon Brando is hard to swallow nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of... You have to take the good with the bad with a guy like Brando.
Right.
I learned so much from him as an actor. And I also felt so much of him was overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get in trouble with some people on that one, but I'm just being honest. And I may even lose some of my Italian card for that, but I have to call it like I see it. And
right.
for a guy who had all that talent, he reminds me of an athlete that we see that has all this talent and all this ability, and what do they do with it? Like, do they turn into Michael Jordan? Do they turn into Tom Brady? Or do they turn into a, boy, that guy could have been something, but,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I think of with Marlon Brando. As great as he was, as legend as he was, Oscar winner, multiple time Oscar winner,
right.
part of some of the greatest performances we've ever seen. It, to me, it's more like, Yeah, but there was a lot he left on the field. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of movies he did late in life just for the money, and you can tell he did it just for the money. Like, there was so much about working with other actors where he treated them poorly. There is a horrible, horrible moment where he probably should have been brought, like, charges should have been brought against him for a scene that he filmed in a movie. Like, there's some things about him that don't sit well with me. And at the same time, I have to, you know, also balance that with, well, I learned things from him as an actor that I use to this day.
Right.
I think he's one of the greater examples of having to balance both those worlds while also being able to say, hey, this guy was incredibly talented, one of the most talented actors any of us will ever see.
Mm-hmm.
Lyle Elzado, born in 1949, passed away in 1992 on this day. The image of Lyle Elzado on it playing his last game, sitting on the bench, and the commentator saying, Lyle loves the game so much, he just doesn't want to take that uniform off. And all any of us that have grew up around athletes can think is, he doesn't know what's next. And what we all found out was, Lyle Elzado knew that he was dying. And that he had six months to live. So that's my lasting image of Lyle Elzado. Mm. Great NFL. I enjoyed watching him play, but that is the memory I have of him. Country Hall of Famer Don Gibson, born on this day in 1928, passed away in 2003. And Iron Eyes Cody, born on this day in 1904, passed away in 1999. He was the actor in the commercial with the tear shed. With the Native American on the side of the road and stuff. Yeah.
Finally gave back to them.
Yeah.
And took out of production.
Yes, thank God, thank God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington Irving, born on this day in 1783, passed away in 1859. American author who wrote Rip Van Winkle, and of course, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I read it every Halloween. I'll be honest, I don't read the whole thing every Halloween. I'm being honest here. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I do try to, but it's one of my favorite stories. Yeah, one of the greater American authors, Mr. Washington Irving. And one more time, we want to wish Kaylee Wilson a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
happy
Kaylee.
Happy birthday, Kaylee.
And a happy winning to Tracy Lee Dean. Tracy Lee Dean won the free Misties for the month of March.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Tracy. We encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. We encourage you to sit around, listen for Melissa's news. It is coming right up for you. After we are done with that, we're going to have some more fun coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy. Start your day. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We're going to have some fun, take you up to the top of the hour. And we're going to, when we get to the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, we're going to have the kitchens open. A little bit of food talk before then. This sounds like something your five-year-old would suggest for dinner. The fast food chain Culver's is testing a new bacon cheeseburger that comes with peanut butter and jelly on it. Peanut butter, jelly time, peanut butter. It's called the PBB&J Pub Burger. The PBB&J Pub Burger, short for peanut butter, bacon, and jelly.
Okay.
It's funny, in this article they say Culver's has 26 has locations in 26 states, mostly in the Midwest. the authors of this article do not know our Culver's. It's a single patty with cheese, two strips of bacon on a pretzel bun. Then there's a healthy layer of peanut butter under the patty and what looks like a big glob of grape jelly. I'm going to show a photo of it to Beth here quick.
Okay. It doesn't look bad.
Hmm.
It looks interesting.
Someone spotted it on the menu at a location in Wisconsin where Culver's headquarters. It's not clear if they're planning to roll it out to the other stores. Sonic had a bacon jam cheeseburger back in 21 with a savory bacon onion jam. So we've seen jelly on burgers before, but they usually go fancy with it. This looks more like a spoonful of Smuckers, and Sonic's did not have peanut butter. Whether it's good or not, nobody knows. We don't know. But for some people think it is a bit overpriced at $8.39.
Wow.
Now, that's, I mean, honestly, I don't know many places that aren't expensive mm-hmm. anymore. I don't, you know, even dollar menus don't seem like they're cheap anymore. Like, you know, it's,
and Culver's food is made fresh. I mean, yes. It's never frozen. So they are a higher quality, in my opinion, fast food place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this is, I almost wish where we could like do this thing where we have a sponsor and we hit the pause button. And they're not a sponsor for this segment here or whatever, mm-hmm. so that people will believe us when we talk about things. Because I know that that's I know I've been at home watching TV or mm-hmm. listening to the radio, and I haven't always believed somebody when they're selling something or what or talking right. about something or whatever. But I would like to think that if you've had Culver's, you realize we don't have to sell anything.
No, we don't.
I could not agree with you more, Melissa. It's called fast food. I want my food mm-hmm. quick, but if I go to Culver's. I know it's going to take a little longer, but I know that going there. Right. So I go there early or I go there on a time when I'm not in a rush. And I just said it this weekend because I just had Culver's this weekend. Mm-hmm. I've never had a bad burger from there.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely haven't.
Yeah.
Trying their food or it being a little more pricey, I go into it knowing that and I'm all right with that.
Well, and this isn't all that much more expensive than what their regular burgers are. So it's not right. like they've added $5 to this.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, with the extra ingredients, it's going to cost a little bit more.
Not to mention, you know, whether we're talking the Arches or the King or any of these fast food places, I mean, you look at their menus, everything's mm-hmm. $7-$8 now. And mm-hmm. it's not even the meat. I mean, that's just like the burger, like
right.
let alone the right. meal you get and everything. So right.
Prices are going up.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah. You want the fast food, you're going to have to pay for it nowadays.
And it's on a pretzel bun. Those yeah. are a little more expensive. Mm.
They're so good.
Looking at the picture, though, you know, I would say, and I know that I have a thing about cheese, but I don't think that the cheese would really add good flavor to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say that because I've had a burger at Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids that was amazing, mm-hmm. and it had peanut butter on it, peanut butter and cilantro, and then they had some kind of other sauce on there. It wasn't sweet, but it could be more on that flavor profile. Mm-hmm. So I would try this. Mm. Probably try it at home though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love bread. I'm a big bread guy. Mm-hmm. I like all kinds of different breads. And I do like pretzel bread, but I was very disappointed with it with a burger.
Oh, really?
I was so jacked to try it. And the first time I tried it, I didn't like it. I felt the same way about sourdough. Like, I thought, oh, I'll love this. And everything. No, don't like it. Not a fan. Not a fan.
Really?
On a burger, like I like a pretzel on its own or right. with some other things, but I'm just mm-hmm. not a fan with a burger for some reason. Oh. I don't know why.
Okay.
I might have just had it bad. Maybe I need to try it again. I don't know.
I thoroughly enjoy a pretzel roll.
Be toasted.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
They have to be toasted.
That I don't think it was, and I agree with that. Like mm-hmm. I will say though, I also was like the only thing I like more than bread is toasted bread. So yeah.
No, I think this is an interesting flavor profile, and it will stretch people because you wouldn't think to put peanut butter jelly and bacon with cheese on a burger. It just it's something new, and I like that they've said pub burger, so yeah. you know it's not your normal fast food. This is something yeah. different. This is something more gourmet. Mm-hmm. But I'd be willing to try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something more you'd get at a gastro pub.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
which are more focused on a little more. Out of the box kind of thinking with food.
I don't know. To me, it seems like it would be a fun challenge yeah. to be a cook in a pub or something mm-hmm. and trying to come up with these
come
burgers
with
or
new recipes.
Yeah, or, new yeah. a new Bloody Mary, you know, because they're Bloody Marys now. They come with a TV. Oh. They yeah. they come with appliances now, yeah. like on top yeah. of it. Like there's a whole entertainment center on top of your Bloody Marys now. There's
well with the burger, do we get to choose smooth or crunchy?
Ooh, good question. Ooh, yeah, I wonder. I'm guessing
probably smooth.
I'm probably guessing smooth, but yeah. that's a good question. You should be able to choose with yeah. both, you know? That's not bad. I like that. That's good thinking. Meanwhile, all the cooks at every Culver's were just like, come on! Oh,
not another thing.
Not another thing. We'll take a break here. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, you know, where we're locally grown radio.
Bangkok, Oriental City. The city don't know what the city is.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 1 night in Bangkok. That's all I know. I can't remember the artist. Can't remember the artist.
Well, fun fact, it's actually from a musical.
It is.
The musical Chess.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I forgot all about that. Yeah, that's right. We're going to take it to the top of the hour with some fun stuff. I want to get into a couple of things. When we're done, at 9 o'clock, of course, CBS will come in and catch up on all your world news. And then we will kick off the show, the hour, with The Kitchen's Open.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Melissa and Beth's show do a great job with this. We send a big shout out, of course, to our friends at Chatterbox Catering. Thank you so much to them for sponsoring the show. After they are done entertaining us, we will have Bill Heck join us with our monthly Veterans Update. So happy to have this back. We're looking forward to having Bill in studio and hanging out with Bill a little bit and getting an update on how things are for our veterans. We have some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour, then a right stories, good stories of the day, plenty coming up for you. Right now, this is interesting, and I think this is a story that we're going to be hearing more and more about in the national news, if you haven't already. Have participation trophies made kids too soft? A group of politicians in North Carolina think so, and are now pushing to ban them. Last Thursday, three Republican state senators introduced the Eliminate Participation Trophies Act. It would ban them at all youth sporting events in North Carolina that are sponsored by state or local governments. If an event or a league gets government funding, any trophies or ribbons that give out would have to be based on, quote, identified performance achievements. The idea is to stop making kids think that they're a winner just because they showed up for something. But the people in favor of the trophies think that the whole topic is overblown. In general, most of those trophies and ribbons go to young kids like 6 or 7. They usually get phased out by middle school at the latest. The question is, are they just a nice, harmless souvenir for kids to get, or are they damaging them in some way? Or, I don't know, maybe are we overthinking this? You know, I'm so glad. I'm very happy for the state of North Carolina. They have no problems.
Yeah.
They have nothing else to worry about. They can spend their time working on Elimination Participation Trophy Act.
Yep.
Like that, because I haven't been to the Carolinas in a while, but I'm guessing that they have nothing else to do that they can focus on this.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a resident of North Carolina, whether I am a proud Republican or Democrat, I'm angry about this. Not because of it being passed or it, you know, possibly or whatever, but the fact that my law, that they're wasting their time on a cheap grab at voters. Like, all this is, that's all the bail stuff is nowadays, like here in Wisconsin. That's the only reason you're hearing people. The idea of bail stopping a criminal is insanity. It's literal insanity. Look, I'm not proud of this, but I've been on the other side of the tracks most of my life. And I will tell you, I've never been a part of a situation where I heard somebody that was about to commit a crime and like, you know what? Oh, I heard they just raised the bail on this. No, we're not going to do this.
Right.
The bail only hurts ethnic people. Like, they're not going to say this in the national news. They're going to word it the way that I'm going to word it, but it only hurts ethnic people. That's it. Very seldom does anybody else get hurt by this than other than ethnic people. Something like this, who does this hurt? Not going to hurt adults. Adults aren't going to care about this. Adults care about this because they need something to care about. They got to grasp at straws because apparently they have nothing else to worry about. How many kids have you ever heard complain, oh, I worked so hard, I got second place, and everybody else got a trophy too. That doesn't seem fair. Anybody, please, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You go right ahead and email me. Please tell me what harm this is bringing to our youth when we have school shootings.
Yeah.
School shootings. And you're worried about participation trophies. Get the... me with that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me with this? Why do we have politicians... Why do we have these people if they're not actually doing the job that we ask them to? If all the only job they're doing is trying to keep their job, that's the only job they're doing is trying to keep their own job. Let me see, what can I get people riled up about? You know what? Participation trophy seems like a good one. I'm not going to focus on actual work. I'm not going to actually do my job. I'm just going to focus on something easy that I can try to win a couple people over.
Or I can distract everybody
with
this issue from what we actually need to be doing, and I'm not addressing that. And if I show them this one, then maybe they'll think that, you know, I can distract them. They won't know that I'm not doing what I really should be doing.
Absolutely pathetic.
Yeah.
pathetic what we are seeing, what we are have going on here. I'm not like, how, if you want to have a debate about participation trophies, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I have no problem talking about that. And I actually think it's kind of an interesting conversation to see because every generation is different. Maybe right. It worked well for one generation. Maybe it's not going to go forward. Let's talk about it. Let's have an open discussion. But the idea of getting politics involved in this,
yeah,
the idea
does it need to be discussed at a state level.
Right.
Yeah. Talk about it at a local level.
Yeah.
Miss me with this. Come on.
Well, and you're talking about not wanting more government involvement.
Exactly. That was just going to go there, Melissa. Thank you. Yeah,
oh, now we're going to tell you
government
you can't
overreach.
Can't do participation trophies?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
It's the same people. I want less government, give me my Social Security. How dare you lean on the government? How dare you get all these things from the government? Can I have my Social Security now? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I? It's that kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. this idea of wanting to do, talk out of the side of your, both sides of your mouth kind
right.
of thing.
Right.
It just, that, I can't think of anything more ridiculous to worry about than participation trophies
right.
when we've got kids worrying. Like, we've got teachers in need. We've got teachers that need funding,
yeah.
schools that need funding. We've got kids that are scared to go to school. We've got parents that are afraid to drop their kids off. Mm-hmm. Parents that are dropping their kids off at school right now or throughout this morning that were kissing their kid and worrying about seeing them again.
Mm-hmm.
That's our America. We can't protect our children. I am going to keep saying this until
yeah.
something gets done about it. And I'm sorry if people don't like it, if it makes you uncomfortable. Good. I'm glad it makes you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it makes you almost want to change the dial. Because you shouldn't be comfortable with this. We should not have normalized this. We've already done it.
Yeah.
We've already normalized it. We've already named to me the last five schools that were shot up. Name them. Like, nobody can. Nobody can remember. It's one of those things. That's how normal we've made this
yep.
thing. So the only way to make it any better is to actually talk and like get some work done on the subject instead of focusing on these ridiculous things and letting these lawmakers just skate by and get reelected when they haven't done a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I for one, I'm not voting for anybody, not one person that I don't know where they feel on this subject, and I don't know where who's in their pocket.
Right.
Like I ain't voting for one person who is in that in the side of I think that guns everything's fine,
mm-hmm.
everything's fine the way it is. We don't need to change anything. Like nah, miss me. No, thank you. I don't care if it's my own dad. I ain't voting for him. No.
Right.
I that's the only power I have anymore. Like talking, saying stuff, it isn't getting anything done. So it's our vote. That's what we have.
Yep.
We have that single vote, that God-given right to us as Americans. Use it. Be smart with it.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna leave it open for Melissa to say something, but I don't know if she's busy. I was trying to buy some time
how many,
for you.
Shootings there have been so far this year. There's been 93 days so far the year of 2023, and there have been 125 shootings.
Mm.
I want that yeah. to sit there.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything. I want that to sit there. Because it needs to. Because, we cannot afford to normalize this. We've done that too much already.
Mm-hmm. Whose life is it going to take for somebody to realize that we don't need to have this many guns out in the population? And what kind of guns that we need?
I think that the only one of the things that we can look, because I do try to find silver linings, and I do think that as a society you are getting more and more people understanding this, like having open discussions about this, understanding that nobody's trying to erase the Second Amendment. Nobody's trying to get rid of all guns. Like that is insanity. That's as insane as giving a gun. What we're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
both versions are insane. It doesn't have to be an extreme. We can talk this out. We can figure out the best balance to this. We're a young country with young rules, and we gotta figure this stuff out.
Well, and I understand that there are some out there that say, "I want my AK whatever to be able to because it's fun to shoot." Okay, well then let's make it the law that you can only have it at the shooting range.
Find something else fun to do. It's fun to shoot an AK-47. Have you ever had one pointed at you? Because I've had the first gun I ever had pointed at me was an Uzi.
Mm.
I can tell you what the barrel looked like. I can tell you the year of the model of it. Like, and if you haven't had a gun pointed at you, you don't know the situation like you think you do.
Right.
Officers arrested an alligator walking near Tampa Bay Stadium.
Oh, dear.
I'm not ending the hour that way. We're ending on a funny note, people. I'm gonna if I have to force it, we're going to. Tampa police officers.
Was he jaywalking?
Tampa police officers were called to a commercial part of town because of a disturbance, but it wasn't a public brawl. It was a 9-foot, 2.7-meter alligator last Wednesday night that was bopping around outside of Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium. The urban gator whipped its tail several times when the officer first approached, but then stopped, and body cam footage shows it just kind of like, hey, you ready? And he just jumped in. Like, the alligator just kind of like followed them and everything.
This way.
Yep.
I think it looked like, if you watch the video, it looked like the alligator got lost. I've never seen an animal look lost before.
Just stuck down here, man. I don't know how to get out of this part of town.
It's like, look, guys, like, I'm a Florida alligator, okay? I like to have a good time. And I don't know where I am. I don't know how. I'm from the Everglades, and somehow I end up here in Tampa. Yep. Could you give me a ride? I know you usually do this for human beings.
Where's
and everything.
Busch Gardens again? Yeah.
I was supposed to take a left, but as I was leaving, I realized I'm an alligator. I don't know left or right. I don't even know directions.
Concrete.
It's all concrete to me. I don't know where I'm going. A big shout out to the AP and their oddities section. Associated Press does some of the best reporting you will ever find. Mm-hmm. But they have a great section in there called Oddities, where we find a lot of these that ain't right kind of stories and everything. You're looking for a palate cleanser, that's a great place to go. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we got the kitchens open. After that, a monthly veterans update from our good friend Bill Heck, all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.